of the day, have on the first page of your worship bulletin or your reading and prayers bulletin insert. We pray this prayer together in unison as a congregation. Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord God, and come to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, nurture our growth as people of repentance and peace. Through your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Today we light the second candle of the Advent wreath. The use of the candle on the wreath is symbolic of the approach of Jesus the Christ as the living light of the world. The second candle, the Bethlehem candle, is symbolic of the preparation made to receive and to cradle the Christ child. God revealed that Savior. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Micah 5:2. Bethlehem is a Hebrew word meaning the house of bread. And so as we prepare to celebrate the true bread of life, the bread from heaven, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. First reading is from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. A shoot shall come out of the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On the day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalmody is Psalm 72, verses 1 through 7 and 18 through 19. I'll read the first portion if you'll read the bold. A Song of Solomon. Give the king your justice, O God.
And your righteousness to a king's son.
May he judge your peace
and your poor with justice.
May the mountains yield prosperity for the people
and the hills in righteousness.
May he defend the cause of the poor of the people.
Give deliverance to the needy and crush the oppressor.
May he live while the sun endures,
as long as the moon throughout all generations.
May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass,
like showers that water the earth.
In his days may righteousness flourish,
and peace abound until the moon is no more.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel,
who alone does wondrous things.
Blessed be God's glorious name forever.
May the Lord's glory fill the whole earth. Amen and amen.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 15, verses 4 through 13. For whatever former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with the Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for God's mercy, as it is written. Therefore, I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. The Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the gospel, and we say together the Alleluia verse found on the top of that page. The Alleluia verse before the gospel. Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia. The Holy Gospel for today, the second Sunday of Advent, the second Sunday of the new church year, is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is what Isaiah spoke when he said, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children of Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the third chapter. Let us pray at this time in preparation for the sermon. Lord, of each heart and the words I'm about to speak, be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. Most Christians want a Savior who is meek and mild, bringing peace like the peaceable kingdom that is heard of in our first reading for today from Isaiah. Most Christians want a good shepherd or healer of our every ill, as the hymn says. Even on Christmas cards, that's a dying thing, by the way. Have you noticed that? I love Christmas cards. I love cards. I like envelopes. I like postage stamps. Ask the people at the post office. I'm their best customer in tri-state area. But even on Christmas cards, you sometimes see the peaceable kingdom. Did you notice? Did you hear those words as Dustin was reading them? Listen again. Isaiah chapter 11. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. Goat, that is. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of an asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's what most Christians want. And oh, if the world was only that way, right? But it ain't so. Right before the peaceable kingdom, as part of our Old Testament reading, Dustin read these words. Listen to these. He shall not judge with what he sees or decide with what his ears hear. But the righteousness, with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips, he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. Okay. It's the second Sunday of Advent, Pastor. We may not have a musician this morning, but let's not get too down in the dumps here. But that's exactly where we're supposed to be. Even with the finery and the lights and the glitz and the glitter, and all the busyness that you're doing, thank you for being here. It would be so much easier to be anywhere else, wrapping presents, baking figgy pudding, or whatever you might be doing to prepare. This is what we hear today. No Christmas, prove me wrong, no Christmas card ever had doom and destruction on it. He comes with a mouth that'll breathe across the earth, death and destruction. But bless those who are righteous, in right relationship with God, and who are faithful as God is faithful with them. It's all about being in relationship, and you've heard that over and over for the past 14 and a half years from my mouth. It's all about being in relationship with God. You don't have to be perfect. We talked about that in Sunday school this morning. You don't have to be perfect. They get all choked up. Because no human being, man or woman, is perfect. There's only been one perfect human being, and that's Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. Yes, we're all sons and daughters of God, small s, small d, but we're still sinful. That's why we do confession and forgiveness every Sunday before we praise God for the grace and love. We remember who we are as sinful people, as well as saints, sons and daughters of God. It's about being in right relationship with God and in a faithful relationship with God. God doesn't expect you to be perfect. No one ever has been but Jesus. But God would like a little faithfulness and a little relationship with you. God is merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, we say from the Old Testament readings. And that's so true. For those of you who were here last Sunday or heard the sermon on the internet and that, we went home, Mother Beek and Jody Beek, my sister, and I, and we had a tutorial on how to fold towels. My mother said, the minute she got in the car to go home, she goes, I'm going to have you show me how to do this. Seriously, you think I make this stuff up? So all three of us, even my sister, we all, and I showed them what I do. I had three women last Sunday after church talk to me about, Pastor, you were right. And one man, three women and one man came to me and were brave enough to say, Pastor, you were right. Yeah, you were the one man. Don't shake your head.
You were right. And they said, it depends where you store them and how you use them. I thought, bless you women. Yay. Well, my mom figured that out too. When we went home and had the tutorial and I showed them exactly how I do it, whether it's right or wrong, that's how I do it. My mom showed me how she did it. I have no towel racks in my bathrooms. I have towel hooks. I just throw a towel over the hook. I don't need to fold it so it goes over the rack. My mother only has towel racks. So she folds it so she can just put it over the rack easily. Makes all the sense in the world. I once asked a Sunday school class, toilet paper, over or under? You would think I asked the most important theological question. Everyone, even the back row, had an opinion about over or under. It depends on the architecture of the bathroom. Do you have to reach behind yourself and pick it? Is it right next to you? Is it on the wall in front of you? Where is it? Gary Ferguson and I have had a long conversation about that in the men's bathroom. The men's bathroom is correct. You ever decide he installed it correctly in the men's or the handicapped bathroom? It's a family bathroom. Anyone can go in there. We can laugh at that. But it's about being in relationship. My mother loves me enough to say, okay, show me how you do it. I was wrong, of course. She was right. And I, her son, have, you know, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. I was right also, and she was wrong. My sister, she decided not to take sides. She's a smart woman, right? But my sister and my mother brought a carload of gifts to my home for Christmas. And I don't have a wife, and so you think I would by the carload of gifts that I got. I sent back with them to Oregon on Tuesday a carload of gifts for my mother and my sister, who will celebrate together Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We saved about $150, $200 worth of postage. My sister got back to Oregon. She ended up sending me another gift, $21 postage, one gift. They left on Tuesday. Wednesday morning, I sent my sister another gift also. We think alike. Mine was only $14 postage. You would think that that would show our righteousness and our relationship with each other, but it didn't. No, my sister did not play in 10 days backgammon with me because I was going to beat her. We play for blood. You know, you play to win. You aren't merciful at all. But she brought some stuff to make an art project. And she goes, John, I want you to help me. I have a major from college, right? Fine arts. Last August, when she came from Oregon, from being at the beach for 8 or 10 days, she helped me build a bed. If you haven't seen my bed, ask me about it. I'm so proud of my bed. 44 years ago, I built another one for the dormitory in my college. But this one I built for me, here, for the parsonage. Not as good as what you would do, Dan knew, but close. Not as good as you can do with the woodworking. I wish it was. You're only as good as the materials you have to work with. But she also, in August, we built a Tinker Toy truck. I inherited some Tinker Toys. And so we made a truck, and we took it down to Delane Anderson and Laura Anderson and his business. And we said, here you go. It's for no reason at all. They loved it. Tinker toy truck. And then my sister goes online. She found this saw, wood saw, hand saw, Christmas tree that has nuts and washers on it. Oh boy, she was all excited. She went to some garage sale and found these antique hand-carved wooden saws that she was going to make a tree out of. She bought washers and nuts at Valleywide, of all places. She also got fishing lures that she thought were gummy worms, but I had to tell her they're not gummy worms. Don't eat them. They're plastic. Yeah. I love my sister. She keeps life interesting. One afternoon, we made this saw thing. She loves Delane and Laura Anderson, and she doesn't even know them or meet them. She finally met Laura the day that we delivered the saws. Hung it up secretly on the side of their building so it wouldn't scratch anything, and went away. I got a text from Delane. Been at a commissioner's meeting all day, but I know who did it. He texted his wife right away at 8:30 when he saw it on their building before going to the courthouse. My sister said, you know, John, I like doing projects with you. It was the most sincere thing she said to me in 40 years. since the first time we made a bed. She goes, I like, and well, she actually said it in August too, and I thought, really? It was terrible. We should have had Dan New there to help us because I couldn't get a bolt in straight and I couldn't drill a hole straight and it was just awful. But she said, I like doing projects with you. I said, well, find one for next summer. We'll do something. It was about relationship. It wasn't the boatload of presents that came from Oregon or went to Oregon. It's in our family, quantity, not quality. No gold and diamonds. It's just, you know, quantity, little things. People call them stocking stuffers. We call them major gifts in our family. It's about relationship, being right with one another. She knew that if we played backgammon, we wouldn't be right with each other because she plays for blood and guts too. But doing an art project together, like building a bed or making a tree saw out of nuts and washers, it did look pretty good. You can drive by the Anderson's business after church. Not bad. Better than the ones on Pinterest, that's for sure. I like doing art projects with you. That's the greatest Christmas gift I could get ever. Because I love my sister dearly. As much as 10 days was way too long for have her visiting me. And there's other stories we could talk about, but we won't. I love my sister dearly, and it showed that she loves me too. She'll put up with my eccentricities and my type A personality of how I fold towels. Now, my mother loves me too, but she won't put up with how I fold towels because it's wrong. You see what I'm saying? That's what God is saying here in the Old Testament reading and in the gospel for today. John says, I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the... But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. I read a theologian this week that said, the devil shouldn't have a pitchfork. It's Jesus who carries a pitchfork. A hay fork, right? To winnow the wheat. So the wheat will fall because it's heavy, and the chaff and the leaves and the stalks will all blow away. That's what the Temple Mount in Jerusalem was. The Temple Mount, the Dome of the Rock, the big gold thing in Jerusalem, that was the winnowing place because it was the highest place in that valley where the wind could take away all of the debris. We have a judging savior. We don't have a milquetoast savior who says, do whatever you want. Fold the towels however you want. No, this is how you do it. We have a savior who says, be in relationship with me. Whether it's a right relationship or not, be faithful to me. Whether it's easy or not. He, John says, will baptize you with Holy Spirit, we get that, and with fire. Pitchfork in his hand. The fire here, though, is the kind of fire that my father dealt with when he was in college and seminary. My father lived in the Rust Belt of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Youngstown, Ohio, northeast corner. Steel mills. This was in the 50s and 60s. Well, 50s. When the steel of the United States was the main export and the most wonderful thing for any country in the world. I-beams and bridges and skyscrapers and the like. And he worked in the refinery mills of the steel plants, where they burned the slag, all of the bad minerals, off of the steel. So it would be pure steel, and strong I-beams, and strong bridges, and strong buildings. He worked for 8 years as a steel mill worker, making really good money. Yay for the union. Put himself through college, put himself through seminary, graduate school. That's how God is refining us. God baptized us with fire so that we're not just lumps of metal, but we're lumps of gold or silver, pure gold and pure silver. God wants to burn off all the slag, wants to burn off all of the bad minerals that have nothing to do with gold or silver, because you are a lump of gold, whether you know it or not. In God's eyes, you are a lump of gold, pure and wonderful and worth your weight in gold. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Jesus is in relationship with you, that you might be all that you can be. You're not some pot metal. You're not some bad metal that the minute you use it, it breaks in two. You're strong, you're pure, and you're worth $1 million. But how many of us understand that? It's about relationship and righteousness and faithfulness. I love my sister dearly, and she gave me the best gift of all. I like doing projects with you, because I'm not easy to do projects with. I don't collaborate really well. It's either my way or the highway. I've done that a number of times with other artists, and it's never turned out the way I thought it should. Uh-oh. I had to put my tail between my legs and just say, get over yourself, John. It is what it is. My sister's still the little sister, and she listens to her brother, who has a major in art. She was a math major. She can tell me how to add and subtract, and she does. It's all about relationship. Forget the bedroom full of gifts that I had from the car that came from Oregon. It's that one phrase, that one comment she said to me. God loves you. That's what we celebrate this Advent. God loves you despite yourselves, no matter what kind of lump of metal you are. And there's hope. Amen.
Hymn 249. I usually recover during the hymn of the day from the sermon, but no recovery today. 249. And we will sing all the verses, because by the third or fourth verse, oh, there's five? Whoa. We'll see how we do, okay? I always start too low, I always start too high.
Let Edith do it.
Okay, hum me a loud hum or something. Or sing the first phrase. Okay, start over.
Jordan's banks, the Baptist cry announces that the Lord is nigh. Awake and hearken, for he brings glad tidings for the King of Kings. Then cleanse the every life from sin, make straight the way.
Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In the prayers of the church, to remember in our prayers in the church our bishops Elizabeth Eden and Kristen Kemple, we pray this whole month of December for the ELCA mission and ministry support. Nationally and around the world, we continue to pray for all those people involved in the war in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia, and the nations that surround it. We pray for all people during these holy days who have lost property and life due to wildfires, heat, drought, hurricanes, and flooding. And we pray for all those first responders, firefighters, and EMTs who respond to these crises. We certainly pray for all those who are sick, hospitalized, or in need. And then due to death and burial, we pray for Kathy Strand and her family. Kathy Strand's funeral will be on this Saturday at 11 o'clock. Visitation from 10 to 10:45. The funeral at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. We pray for safe travels as the snow has begun across our state and ice storms. So we pray that all their family may be safe in their travels. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. God of steadfastness and encouragement, grant us to live in harmony with one another in accordance with the Christ Jesus, so that together we may with one another glorify you, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. You give us a vision of creation in harmony, when hurting and destruction will be no more. Teach us to be stewards of all creation and companions to the wolf, lamb, leopard, kid, calf, lion, cow, bear, ox, child, ass, and adder. Restore all creation's balance and wholeness. God of grace, Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations and peoples of the world. Inspire all rulers, leaders, and governing authorities in our nation and around the world with your justice, mercy, peace, and truth. Protecting the rights of those who cannot advocate for themselves, the weak, and the vulnerable. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Come to the aid of the poor, especially those suffering food and water shortages or loss of homes due to natural disasters or war. As we enter into these holy days, comfort your people filled with fear or anger, anxiety or shame. Bring healing to all who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, especially those we lift up before you today in our hearts and our minds. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. God, do a new thing within us. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Especially be with our Sunday school staff, students, and as they prepare for the Christmas holy days. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace, Lord of compassion, we pray for all who are working through and suffering from the world's pandemics. Bless the efforts and work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across our nation and the world. Sustain doctors, nurses, and medical personnel in their tireless work. God of grace, Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who have died in the faith. Especially this day, we lift up Kathy and those who we name in our own hearts and minds. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their lives. Turn our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. God of grace,
Amen.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you will do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the second Sunday of Advent, the beginning of the new church year. Especially welcome to all sitting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcasts. Happy birthday this week to Dawson Winder, Bill Meadows, and Becky Salisbury. Happy anniversary this week to Doug and Carol Whitnaw. This week at St. John's, see the readings and prayers page with the week's events list on the schedule there. There are many events coming up in the weeks ahead. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections or additions to the ones found?
Last week, we had one of Santa's reindeer as the cover of the worship bulletin. I don't know if you noticed or not. And there was a question, what is that reindeer's name? This week's bulletin has the answer to that question. I don't want you to recycle the bulletins at all. Take it home and read it cover to cover. Not only the events coming up, but what Santa Claus reindeer's names are. I learned a lot by Googling it this week. The Google machine, oh my word. You're gonna learn at home, don't read it now. And then next Sunday, tell me what reindeer you are of the eight. We're not including Scott the reindeer. How many of you know Scott the reindeer? I've never heard that before in my life. It's a dog. And then there's Rudolph, but he's highly overrated. Eight reindeer, let me know which one you are next Sunday. And if you want to learn how to fold towels, I do home visits.
I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn 465, As the Grains of Wheat. We sing it now as our offertory hymn in preparation for Holy Communion.
You're on your own. I'm working up here. Or we can do it in silence. You look like deer in headlights. You look like reindeer in headlights. In silence, we'll prepare a grain of wheat. We just normally do that. But yeah, sit there, silently. Watch us. Let us pray. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you give food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, your love, and your grace. And prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord. I invite you to rise for the Great Thanksgiving, found on page 144 in the front of the hymnal. For simplicity's sake, my sake, we will speak all of the Great Thanksgiving and the hymns to follow, the Lamb of God and the Holy Spirit. So page 144, the Great Thanksgiving as it's found there. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is indeed right. and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of a Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new, in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, blessed it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, this cup is a new shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We remain standing and prepare for the Eucharist by saying together the hymn, Lamb of God, found on page 146. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. You may be seated. All's prepared. The body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you this day and every day of your life. Lord, peace always. Amen. And Lord Jesus Christ loves you very much more than ever. Body of Christ given to you. The 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 body of Christ given to you.
body of Christ here with you. The 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 body of Christ be with you. The body of Christ be with you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body of Christ be with you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you.
Please rise for the blessing in the post-communion canticle. He says, but we will sing it. You're doing good. Don't get ready for the last hymn. And the canticle and the prayer. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Hymn number 208.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive.
Our rest of curses found.